Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just take turns introducing yourself, you know, your name and your title with the festival.
My name is Donnie Rose, and I'm the Academy Director at Words, Beats, and Life. The Words, Beats, and Life Academy is the arts education wing of WBL. And my primary role at the WBL Festival will be coordinating pop-ups where audience members can come out and witness the type of classes that we offer in our after-school program and our in-school program. So that's what we will be doing. Additionally, one of the aspects of the Academy is our program called The League, which focuses around youth poets. And our youth poet laureates will be featured on April 1st at the Arlington Bus Boys. That's kind of their 2024 Youth Poet Laureates kind of breaking out party. So yeah, that's the primary Academy representation, with the big thing being our pop-up Academy on April 7th during the Jazz and Blossoms Park Jam, which is going to be in Franklin Park.
Cool.
And my name
Javier,
is Javier.
Do you want to introduce
Starks.
Yourself too?
Yeah. And my name is Javier Starks. I work with WBL as well. I am the in-school manager, so I manage four different locations, two occasionally, so six total. We're at Anacostia, Sousa, Johnson, oh my gosh, Cardoza. We're at CHECK, which is Columbia Heights Educational Campus. And then actually we have different activities that we do from time to time, but I primarily manage the in-school aspect.
Yes, and you might recognize that voice because you've been on WTOP a couple times, Javier.
Well, yeah, this is probably third or fourth appearance.
Yeah, what was it? It was I think a series you had down at the Lincoln Memorial, I think at one
music
point.
Music at the Monument. We were hosting outdoor concerts. Yeah.
And then we did a feature on the skateboard thing that you were doing, right? The one wheel.
Yeah, we did.
Good to have you back. Let's talk about the festival. So it runs April 1st through the 7th in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. So a whole week of concerts and events and workshops, all kinds of fun stuff. How long has Words, Beats, and Life been around? Like, what year are we in now?
We are in year 22. So Words, Beats, and Life originated in 2002 as a program that our founder and his co-founders were doing at the University of Maryland. And just into what would eventually become a 501c3 organization spearheaded by the arts education piece. So WBL has five different pillars to it, which is arts education, which is creative employment, centering marginalized voices, this idea of for the culture, and cultural diplomacy. So every year, WBL brings artists to different parts of the world to spread the gospel and workshop of hip hop arts here in DC. So yeah, that's the full scope of it.
Awesome! I didn't know it started at University of Maryland. Fellow Terp here, so go Terps.
Yeah.
I love it.
Terps in the building.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. So let's break it down then of the different sort of events, and I'm trying to group them together if possible. So for the Words, Beats, and Life Festival, for the words, what do we have in terms of poetry and that kind of, you know, word verbal stuff?
There's a series of events called Word Power, which will be taking place at various busboys and poets. So whether you're talking about the 14th Street location, Arlington, Columbia, et cetera, et cetera. So we have the first event is kicking off on April 1st, which is featuring the Youth Poet Laureates, the 2024 Youth Poet Laureates, three incredible young people who will now be serving as ambassadors of youth poets in the DMV. We have an event called the Dynamic Duos, which is kind of what it says, where duos of poets will be getting up, spit pieces. We have an event called We Are All Immigrants, an event that is highlighting the U Street All-Stars, which is, again, from a history of D.C. poets performing in the U Street area. Let's see. One other... I'm getting that. Oh, the big headline on April 5th with Saul Williams, who again is one of the most consequential poets of the generation, also an incredible actor. So he's going to be doing his thing. The Baltimore Invasion. So we're going to be featuring a lot of like talented poets from Baltimore. If anyone does not know, Baltimore has one of the most dynamic spoken word slam scenes like on the planet. And so It's really, really cool that we're going to have this one event called the Baltimore Invasion on April 4th, and then a cosplay open mic on April 5th at Bus Boys K Street, where, you know, you come in costume and that kind of thing. So those are all the word events, the series events at the various Bus Boys, plus the Saul Williams feature on April the 5th, which will be at Woolly Mammoth. April 6th, we're doing a semifinals to our monthly youth open mic called Slamtastics, or our monthly youth poetry slam. So the semifinals will give young poets an opportunity to advance to our finals in May. And why is this important? Because that the young people who ultimately advance out of their finals comprised of the DMV Youth Poetry Slam team that will compete at 2024 Brave New Voice International Festival, which is held this year in D.C. Yeah, the last time the Brave New Voices Festival was in D.C. was in 2016. So 8 years later, it is back. It is the premier international youth festival. Words, Peace, and Life is a partner with the host organization. And so all of these activities feed into our young people being able to represent the DMV during Brave New Voices in July.
Donnie, thanks for running through all of those different poetry related ones, and you know, and also highlighting the Baltimore ones. I see one is named Slangston Hughes. I love that.
Wow.
Slangston Hughes.
Yeah, Slangston is incredible. We also have an amazing poet from Baltimore by the name of Black Chakra that's gonna be featuring, and he's a viral sensation multiple times over. So yeah, Baltimore would be in the house heavy during the
Nice.
I love it. DC and Baltimore, all over. I love it. All right, so that's the words. So how about the beats? What all do we have by way of music, concerts, that kind of thing?
So we have on April 4th, Sunken Cages with Dragon Child plus Faraway Ghost. That's going to be at the Millennium Stage at the Kennedy Center. Also, later that night, we have a rooftop party with Farrah Fawcett and Miss Her plus Coco Spinell spinning. That's going to be at Eaton. We have a very rich partnership both with Eaton and with the Kennedy Center throughout the festival. A lot of the events will be taking place at those locations. And then we have a variety of dance workshops that will be happening at the Kennedy Center. So we have a dance workshop on April 1st and on April 2nd and on April 3rd. So, yeah, you can come out. You can take workshops even if you're a novice. You can bust a move with us. It could be a whole thing. Registration is free. So yeah, wblinc.org/WBLFS. Yeah, that's the beat aspect.
I love it. And then for the life, what else do we have that sort of transcends, you know, into you know, just life stuff?
Yeah, so on April 6th, we're doing a series called Remixing the Art of Social Change. And that is a series of panels with artists and experts in the creative realm coming out talking about how various disciplines of art impact social change. So that's the big thing. April 6th at Eaton at 10 a.m. And then we are a part again this year of the Jazz and Blossoms Festival. We're doing the Jazz and Blossoms Park Jam on Sunday, April 7th from noon to 7 p.m. That is where the iconic hip-hop group Diggable Planets will be featuring, in addition to the Sun Ra Orchestra. That's like fun for the whole family. That's where you can come and be involved in the pop-up station that we'll have for the Academy. So that's the life when folks are out in the open air, breathing in the good, you know, the good atmosphere, and, you know, hanging out with family. So, yeah.
And I like to piggyback, or veggie back, as the vegetarians might say. On that.
I never heard of that. Veggie back. Right? I like it.
Yeah, veggie back is good. I like to veggie back on that and add in the fact that I think that also the life applies not only just to this incredible festival. Everyone's going to be talking about it. The whole city's going to know about it. But more so life in the way that WBL is breathing life into the lives of these young students in the in-school aspect and through the academy at Newton Street. So I definitely want to highlight that, because we're changing lives. Like, imagine, like, in between science and math, you go learn to be a DJ for an hour, you know? So we're bringing an aspect of art to schools that most of us who are listening and participating in experiencing this interview right now have never experienced. You know, it's like, okay, gym might have been like the extracurricular highlight of your day, but now it's like, oh, you can just go do graffiti in third period. You right. know, it's like, can't beat that, you know. So yeah,
well, go definitely. More into that. Go a little more into that. So it's this is the Newton Street. This is the academy you're talking about.
There's a multitude of things that fit under the umbrella of the academy, right? At the forefront is the after-school programming, which takes place at St. Stephen's Church on Newton Street. But we also have satellite sites. So, for example, we just started an after-school program last week at Sousa Middle, where Javier is the lead coordinator and site manager there. Today, we're starting an after-school program at Johnson Middle, where, again, Javier is our in-schools manager. So he basically makes sure that all of those relationships are pieced together. He connects me with everyone who I need to be connected with. And it's just an amazing ambassador for us on the school front, right? So those are those partnerships. Additionally, as mentioned, you know, we have we do programming here at St. Stephen's, but we also have a virtual academy, right? So if a young person lives in the DMV but lives beyond let's say the city limits of DC, they can take classes like graffiti, street art, poetry through our virtual academy.
Nice.
And so the academy is all encompassing of the arts education wing of WBL. And it's constantly expanding and growing. I've been here just under a year. And just to kind of tie things back to the festival, I attended the WBL festival last year, not as an employee of Words, Beats, and Life. And when I went to the festival, I was so just impressed with what I was seeing. I reached out and was like, what are the opportunities out here? And, you know, I was fortunate enough to land upon this position and get to work with, you know, amazing people like Javier. And we got a whole just fire team of dedicated teachers and youth development specialists and site managers. And yeah, so we're definitely pushing the arts education to its fullest potential here in DC.
Nice. And when you say either in person or virtual to take these you know, courses, is it, Javier, you set it up as like, imagine, you know, the break in your day was gym and now it's graffiti or DJing or whatever. Is it, so do they do it during the school day or is it mostly after?
Correct.
How does that work? Do you work with the schools? Do they set aside time to be able to log on and do this virtual DJing or whatever? Or how does it work?
Well, the virtual is actually after school.
Okay, virtual is after school. Okay.
Yeah. So virtual is after school. Yeah. But the other programming is more of like an elective. And in at Sousa Elementary specifically, or Sousa Middle specifically, we're a graded class. So the kids who come to our graffiti and comic book creation class get grades that go on their report card that lead to their transcript. And, you know, so the idea of interjecting this creative art. And then we didn't even really go into super great detail, but we offer breakdancing, graffiti, DJing, emceeing, poetry, chess, photography, African drumming, manga creation, comic book creation, oh my gosh, digital illustration. We have entrepreneurial classes. We have so many different classes. We have step classes, and it's just constantly expanding. And these classes are all for free, by the way, at the Newton Street location or in the after-school program. Kids don't ever have to pay to participate in any of these. We offer snacks as well. And then we have monthly reoccurring events. Not sure if there will be one this month or the next month, but you can check our website to see when the next one is going to be happening. Open house events where you can come and see our in-school or our in on-site location at Newton Street and see the studio, because we have a recording studio. We have so many great things for these kids. And yeah, man, it's just it's a bit overwhelming in such a good way. Like, how could you be overwhelmed with greatness?
I'm almost wondering if I should break this up into two pieces. You know what I mean? Like, I'm almost wondering if I should just do the Words, Beats, and Life, because that's a full platter of stuff to put, you know, and then we could almost even, you know, I could just take the other parts of this interview and do a separate piece on the academy and all the stuff in the schools. I mean, I'm I feel like it, otherwise it might get sort of buried at the bottom of the article, you know?
Yeah.
If that's okay with you. So wait, what's the full official name of the Academy?
It's just Words, Beats, and Life Academy.
Words, Beats, and Life Academy. Okay. Okay. I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud. I'll bounce it off my manager and see what they think. Or they might even, since it's called Words, Beats, and Life Academy, they might want to roll it all into one thing. They might be like, here's this festival, but it goes on all year. And, you know, so I don't know. Well, I'll see how they want to handle it. But either way, I got plenty to talk about
Right. I think two pieces would be good because the festival is massive.
Yeah.
And it's hard to like talk about it on a small scale. Yeah. It's like two. It's so much, you know.
Well, why don't I break it up and then I won't even, I'll save you all the time because you've been generous. I know we've been going almost 20, 30 minutes, but you know, you wouldn't even have to log back on. I can just take what we've done and just divide it in two. All right. So if I'm thinking of it in terms of that, is there anything else for this second, you know, the Academy piece that we should go into more? So it's been going 10 years. What all schools, virtual, any student from any school can do the virtual stuff, obviously. But what all schools are participating where you can do an elective?
Yes. Also for that is Sousa Middle and Johnson Middle and Anacostia High and it's the fourth
Cardozo
High. I'm tripping. Okay. I go on Friday.
Okay.
So those are the four schools where we do in school programming, but. Those schools and other schools also reflect young people that come to our after-school program here at the church. So we get interns from Dunbar High, from Banneker High, we get young people from Cardozo. So we have young people in and around Ward 1 that come to our programming in Columbia Heights because it's close in proximity to where they are.
And what's the name of the church? I know
St. Stephen's Episcopal and the Incantation.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we that's located at 1525 Newton Street Northwest.
Yeah.
Correct.
And I also do want to note that we have a very solid group of elementary students that come to us from Bancroft Elementary. Normally our elementary programming is relegated to the summer, but this school year we decided to have half of our after school programming week be elementary, the other half be middle and high school. And our elementary kids are here every Monday and Tuesday faithfully learning African drumming and graffiti and beat production, and it's the cutest thing on earth, you know what I mean? And they are here, they represent heavy every week.
Elementary graffiti is different than high school graffiti. It's like finger painting on the wall. I love it. But again, now that I would have already wrapped it, but now I'm just thinking because I'm gonna do two pieces. I want to make sure I flesh out the second half of it. when the schools where you can do it as an elective, of course they like sign off ahead of time when people are stacking their schedules or whatever, the students. Do they just give them like an opening in the middle of the day to travel, walk across town to the church to take it? Or do they have like a chaperone, like a teacher that walks them over? Or how does it work?
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, so the distinction between what Javier is talking about as far as in school is like, we literally are a class in the school, which is
you go to their school.
Yeah, we go to the school.
Gotcha.
Which is distinctive of people that come to the after school programming, you know,
I got
around, you know what I mean?
I got you now. So you bring, yeah. All right. So for the elective classes, you or your team or whoever's doing that
Javier
usually is it just you, Javier, or is there different?
Yeah, no. So I'll show up in the morning. Then my two teachers, depending on location, different teachers will arrive as well. I go in, I set up the classroom. I make sure that they have the materials, et cetera, that they need. Teachers set up, they get started. If the kids come in or kids are lost or kids need to be sent to a different space, I facilitate that. But the kids are generally just going to what would normally be an empty classroom in their school. And now there's breakdancing in there, but we don't do breakdancing in school. But mostly we'll do poetry, we'll do graffiti, we'll do digital illustration or comic book creation, stuff of that nature. Stuff that's like pretty, you know, risk, low on the risk scale.
Right. Yeah, because the breakdance and you probably have to sign a waiver or something.
Yeah, for sure. That would be wild.
That's cool. So So yeah, all right, cool. And are you volunteer, Javier, or do they pay you
anything? No, I've been working with WBL for about 10 years now. I would say even maybe more. I think 2012-ish, I started getting involved with what they were doing, and I fell in love with what they were doing. I found out about them, I think 2011-ish at the hip hop festival that was happening at the Kennedy Center. I think it was One Mic or something like that. Or the Brooklyn Hip Hop Festival had came to DC and was doing something. I met them, and then I found out about WBL and then started volunteering then. Mm-hmm. Then I was teaching MC classes for a while. And then in the past 2 or 3 years, I've transitioned into the site manager position, which is fun. You know, I get to make sure the classes are good for the kids.
Awesome. And have you had any cool feedback from, you know, when you come into the schools to teach these elective courses and it goes towards their report card? That's awesome. Have you got any feedback from either the kids or the teachers that are, or the principals, whoever? What do they say afterwards?
For sure. Kids are like, this is the coolest thing ever. I mean, like, kids literally very, very excited to come to class. Principal and teachers have mentioned that some of the students who have been more likely to be not so engaged have been looking forward to art. You know, at SUSE, there is no art program at all, you know, so we are the art. And thinking of, you know, underserved communities where they may or may not have those programs at all, it's cool to be the art program in some spaces, and also like not orthodox art in some spaces. So it's like street art. And instead of like, you know, just learning about geometric shapes and stuff, it's like, hey, how do you write your name, represent yourself, you know, put on for your peoples, you know, and really express yourself in a creative way while exploring the aspect of like, you know, perspective and shadow drops and like, right. It's really cool in that way.
And do you find, I mean, they're going to, then they go to, you know, let's say DJing. So they learn about turntables and then they go back to math and learn about the times tables. But are they, that's the best pun I can do.
Nice.
But do you find that it, not only are they excited to go to the art class, but do you think it like stimulates their mind and gets the creative juices flowing so that when they go back to their other classes, math or English or whatever, do you think it just helps, you know, boost them throughout, you know, the rest of their coursework?
I think it's a great reminder that your path in life doesn't have to be so linear, and that these things are transferable skills. These things are interconnected. You know, when we talk about math and then we talk about tempo and we talk about speed, and we talk about cadence, how the artists are creating art and how they can create art, beat juggling and mixing the turntables and crossfaders, all these things. Yeah, it's transferable. And I think that we're able to create a connection with the students that their regular English teacher may not be able to. Mm-hmm. And then through that, I can help cultivate a positive culture of loving learning and the importance of like just being well diverse and versed in different things and open to explore. I think it helps a lot for sure.
Awesome. Sounds great. Well, I'm going to thanks so much for giving me that, all that on the Academy and everything. I'm going to, I think I'm definitely going to break it into two different stories. So I'll run the Words, Beats, and Life Festival April 1st. Then I'll probably save the other thing for, you know, I don't know, just to space it out a little, like mid-April or something.
All right. Thank you, Jason, so much.
Thanks for doing this. Again, it's Words, Beats, and Life Festival, April 1st through the 7th. Go to wblinc.org. Thanks, Donnie. Thanks, Javier.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye.